So my homily could be about 10 minutes shorter if somebody can name and pronounce all the names I just read to you back. Just kidding. But it's important for us to maybe listen to those names, even though we might think they're insignificant. But it talks about generations, and it talks about people that God chose, people that God not only called to a gift of virtue, and people who sometimes were great sinners, and yet they were called to transformation and to conversion. And tonight, as we gather in prayer, we might ask ourselves, which generation are we connected to? And how do we somehow connect to this mystery of Christ being born of not only a great family, but sometimes even a family that had questions? And to think of even the family of King David and saying, wow, David was a shepherd's father. He was also very unknown, and yet he was called to greatness. And tonight, as we come in prayer, we know that Christmas is the celebration to realize the gift of God's Son, but to again contemplate why Christ and as Christ comes to us. You know, many celebrations of Christmas have begun, sometimes sharing stories, sharing memories, family gatherings already with abundant food and drink, and of course more will follow. There's also probably, for children, the gift of receiving wonderful gifts, and then for some, offering meaningful gifts to others with unexpected surprises. Yes, it is also the celebration of God's abundance, God's generosity, that is revealed to us even through the humble Christ child. It is God who gave us Jesus Christ, who come in flesh to redeem humanity. And we heard that articulated especially not only in the second reading today, but it's a great summary of the Advent journey. John the Baptist saying, somebody great is coming. Prophets saying, reminding us of Jesus coming, but yet calling people to prepare. St. John Chrysostom, one of the great church fathers of many years ago, said, in choosing to be born for us, God chose to be known by us. He therefore reveals himself in this way in order that this great sacrament of his love may not be an occasion for us to have a great misunderstanding. God chose us and he wanted us to be known, and he wants to be known. And so we come together to worship and prayerfully reflect upon whom God sent us and what it means by an infant child to be born in a manger. Yes, it is a holy mystery that entangles humanity and divinity, grace and holiness, humility, and even unseen power. Christ's birth also calls us to open our minds and hearts to warmth and the innocence of his divine love. And so we listen and reflect on the scriptures even more deeply. And think of even the first reading today from the prophet that says, we're not called to be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be silent. Because something great has taken place and it impacts the entire world. All Christians, people who are called to be believers, to say that somehow Christ wants to be known, he wants to be claimed, he wants to be celebrated. He also wants to be received with that sense of humility and yet with great joy. And so it is that we gather as God's people to celebrate the Christmas celebration. At the ending of the gospel, it then summarizes the more great details of Jesus' birth, coming and announced by the message of an angel to Mary and then to Joseph. And we learn that God became one with us as Emmanuel. And as we think about that in a more powerful way, we're called to think about how the value and the gift of human life is also made visible to us through Christ, his own divine life that embraces our life. And as we engage in prayer, we're not only invited to recall the manger, the birth of Jesus, but his parents and their receptivity to God's plan. And then if we came back and celebrated even later on or tomorrow morning, we would also hear more of the responses of this marvelous event, the shepherds and the angels. But yet together we remember this incredible, mysterious event that has transformed humanity, and to think of, most importantly, the task to imitate God's outpouring love, God's gift to us. This might lead us to be, or to contemplate more deeply, an opportunity to celebrate our faith in a more renewed sense of commitment to God, who fulfills always his promises, even as he promised sending us a Savior. If we're lacking courage or hope due to darkness or fear, sin or grief, or broken relationships, it might be a chance to also allow the Christ, the light, to shine upon us and bathe us with mercy, with joy, and with comfort. Yes, God has become one with us and desires to always be with us, and so intimately connected with our human lives on earth that we might be ready always for the gift of what he calls us and prepares us for, which is the kingdom of heaven. One spiritual writer wrote, "O God, you are life, you are salvation, you are health, you are immortality, you are beatitude. You are illumination, for you delight in nothing other than the salvation of humankind." And so we come in prayer, we come with gracious and joyful hearts to know that we can again revel in this mystery and somehow be touched and transformed, and to acknowledge who Jesus is, God's Son, the infant, the Savior, the Messiah. Let us praise him, and for the next several days, and not just for one day, let us not only rejoice with one another as we celebrate, but again to think about how his grace and his peace can overflow as we celebrate and again acknowledge the power of Christ's love that can grow deeper within us and also in our care for others. Because Jesus also showed us that gift of compassion and mercy. May Christ's power and wisdom also help us then to follow Christ and to also then know joy, peace, and comfort in the coming days. Merry Christmas, and let us continue to revel in the mystery of Emmanuel.